Yeah, look, we've had three really good days of build-up, which is what you want this time of the year. It's a little bit different that we have this time off and we're not straight into it like last couple of years in the playoffs. So the guys are well rested, and you know, when you come out here and you've got to play hard, and we know that it's going to be a high intensity game against Adelaide, and we want to make sure we prepare ourselves well.
Adelaide have played an actual practice match this week against one of the local state league teams. Have you considered doing similar?
No. We found when we played pre-season, like they play NBA then state leagues, our level dropped. But we're on track. We came through that November period really well when we had rested the guys up and make sure they're jumping out of their skin, and we'll do the same.
So you followed pretty much the exact same schedule from then, have you?
Yeah, we won't fly to New Zealand we did then, but we'll sit very similar work for us. The guys are fresh and ready to go after a long season, physical games. It's good to rest the older bodies.
It is a long time, a long year. How important has it been for everyone just to feel mentally different?
Yeah, and that's part of it too. We've been going since July. It's just to refresh your mental side so you're ready to focus to go next Saturday. So, you know, we've had a good track record with it. We'll stay with it.
A couple of the guys missing, Russ and Jesse playing international, Jake Hayes playing international, Damo not here today. Does that change sort of the balance pace set up for these practice games, and does it change the dynamic of the side of those guys?
Yeah, not practice games, just normal practice. Yeah, Damo's in the boot. He's also gone back for his grandfather's funeral, so he'll be back today on court, just getting the workout, the boot off, and getting in touch, organising. Gus and Jesse are playing great basketball. You know, it's good that they can continue playing and keep their touch alive, and hopefully JK has a great game tonight and on the weekend.
Do you watch those games with any kind of anxiety?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I said, get him off. You're 10 points up. Get him off, you know, so... I think everybody at this time's in that same boat. But look, you represent your country. There's no bigger honour than to represent your country, and hopefully they do well.
How are you going to handle Damo once he gets out of that boot? Will he train much next week? What's the schedule likely to be for him?
Yeah, he should be normal on Monday. It's Damo's such a warrior, such an inspirational warrior. He's our engine room, and it's a really good time to rest him up and get him ready to go in prime time for next Saturday. He's been carrying that thing for a little while, and it's been a good 2 weeks for him. And unfortunately, we've had this experience before, so we know what works and what works doesn't work, and he'll be firing by next Saturday.
You looked after him a bit with minutes recently as well. Has that done it? Now obviously you can't. Does he have to be right to go 30 minutes of basketball again?
Yeah, he's been playing injured. It's no... I don't want to put him out there to jeopardise it more, but we had this period that he looked after, unloaded with the boot for a couple of days and straight in. Because, Damo won't tell you that he's injured. In 16 days, he's back with a broken jaw. Dislocated finger, he wants to sub back in. That's he's so inspirational that way. So it's good to be able to get him rest and get him healthy 100% for the game.
Has it worked out quite well also with the gap between games one and two rather than it being Friday, Sunday
double.
Sort of scenario?
Yeah, it's a single game this weekend, then we've got another week to compare for the double. So, yeah, it's a lot longer than we've done any time in the 5 years I've been here. So, but that's the way it's rolled, and that's the way we go. It suits us well, actually, for an older team.
Does it feel like a bit of a free hit the first one when you travel away? If you can get that one, it all changes?
No such thing as that. We're trying to win a championship. You know, it's this is playoff basketball. Every game counts. It's not, nothing's for free, and we certainly know we have to win it on Adelaide's court. If it's first game, good. If it's third game, good. But we know we have to do it.
Against Adelaide, do you have to attempt to temper the temperament of some of your players with the aim of, it's not just about getting revenge against Adelaide, I guess, it's about the championship. Do you have to mention that at all, or are the players aware of the sort of the greater goal?
I don't know what's the revenge for.
For the sort of fighting. Irritation, the fight,
yeah.
But the two sides, sort of the individual one-upmanship, do you have to sort of point them towards the championship as opposed to just getting that sort of...
Yeah, and that's where you got the experienced guys who won championships before. You don't worry about that minor stuff when you take your eyes off the prize, and the prize is obviously a championship, and first you've got to get through to the final. And when 6 months is over, all those things are inconsequential. It's either if you've got a ring on your finger or not, and our guys know how to get there and use that experience to get there, and we can tap into that. All good?
Thanks, guys.